For many, the most poignant act of memorial on Wednesday, when the nation stopped to remember the attacks on America of a year ago, was not a speech, a silence, a chime, a hymn, or even a prayer. It was that steady, simple reading of names.
William F. Abrahamson. Richard Anthony Acedo.
Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani began the reading of the names of those who died in the slaughter of the World Trade Center. It went on for 2 hours and 30 minutes. There were 2,801 names. In any 10, you could hear echoes from all over the world, all of the people from nearly every corner who have come to New York and America.
Heinrich Bernard Ackerman. Paul Acquaviva.
Just names. Over the past year, we've been able to learn much about many of the people who died. Early in the reading, I noticed the name of Gerard Barbara. He was 54, the father of four, and an assistant chief of the fire department. He was also an artist who would pick up shards of burnt glass from fire scenes, bubbles of blue and green, and cement them into sculptures he gave to firehouses around the city. Jerry Barbara said that he thought you ought to try and salvage something lovely out of everything in life. A few beats later, we heard the name of Charles Heron Jr. He was the son of a firefighter who heeded his father's urging to become a stock trader because trading stocks could make you rich and was surely safer than fighting fires. Charles Heron Jr. was 24. On Wednesday, we heard just the names. Nobody added age, sex, occupation, or nationality. And after a year, there was something reassuringly American in just that toll of names rolling on. He knew that among them were secretaries, traders, kitchen servers, security guards, bankers, singers, bus drivers, bike messengers, attorneys, and several homeless people. You could hear that their families had come from Ethiopia, Ireland, Bangladesh, Italy, the Caribbean, Korea, Kenya, China, Scotland, Brazil, Russia, Guatemala, and 100 other places. But on Wednesday, they were all names ringing out across the pit of Ground Zero. And as the names mounted through the morning, you could hear in them not just a roster of those who died, but an assembly of names that will live on, names that had come to New York from all over the world, now at rest in the soil of one nation indivisible.
Zutu Ibis.
Jonathan Eel P.
Michael Eichen.
Daniel Kanayev.
Frederick Ill Jr.
Abraham Nathaniel Elowitz.
Anthony P. Infante Jr.
Luis Inhilterra.